possibly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain: how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is, we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is, more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's a very interesting story coming out of Blacklisted News. It seems that down in Florida, there is a couple that has been holding a weekly hot kitchen for the local homeless people. And they've been apparently doing it for quite some time. They do it on Wednesday nights. And apparently the local government has decided that they just don't want to look at all those homeless people anymore. And they are threatening this Florida couple who've been paying for this out of their own pocket, I might add. Jail and massive fines if they continue to feed the homeless in their community. And I think that really tells you all you need to know about the people who occupy government at all levels. They don't want to have to look at the homeless, even though the money junkies made them homeless. Yeah, we got all your money. There's no more. Get on out of here. We have the same problem here in Hawaii. Over the weekend, the newspaper headline was how the HPD is going to start sweeping the homeless out of Waikiki because the Department of Tourism is upset that people are coming to Hawaii and they're seeing, you know, all these homeless tent cities and all the vacant lots in Waikiki, and that's not projecting the right image of Hawaii to the world. So they want those homeless people to just go away. Where are they going to go? This is an island. All they can do is just shove them from one part to the other part to the other part to the other part. We have an estimated 4,000 homeless people on this island. Claire and I get to meet a lot of them every week. And they are not losers. They are not, for the most part, drug addicts. They did not deserve to be made homeless. Some of them are former owners of businesses connected with tourism who lost that business when the TSA destroyed our tourism. We have engineers who are homeless here in Hawaii. Educated, college-educated people. They did nothing to deserve being homeless. It was done to them. And now over in Florida, people who are trying to feed the hungry and the homeless are being fined and threatened with jail time. Why don't you just get it over with and send out the police force to just kill anybody who doesn't have a fixed address? Might take some of the heat off the rest of us law-abiding citizens. Got a bunch of kill-crazy cops out there. Oh, go kill the homeless. Nobody's going to count them. Amazing. Now, story coming out of governmentslaves.info. Apparently, the Transportation Secretary, Anthony Fox, held a press conference Monday at the White House, basically saying that our roads and highways are on the edge of crumbling. And unless something is done, we're going to see a major negative impact on the economy. Truck deliveries will be more expensive because they're dealing with crumbling roads. Some roads will be so bad people will not be able to get from point A to point B, which means they're going to have to lose their jobs or change their homes. And I know what we're going to hear from the White House. You know, government is choosing, government is prioritizing, and our priority is to prop up Wall Street and Israel and killing people around the world who fail to see the unending joys of private central banking. And, of course, the spin on this is going to be, this is the reason why all the nation's highways have to be privatized. And you pay tolls to maintain those roads, forgetting that supposedly the taxes you're already paying are supposed to be taking care of that. The gas tax is supposed to be for road repair. The tire tax is supposed to be on road repair. At least here in Hawaii, officially, the revenue raised from traffic tickets goes to road repair. But we've seen a pattern in government in recent years where just the money comes in and it goes right out. And they have been neglecting the infrastructure of the United States of America for decades now. And now it's on the verge of collapse. Watching the story about, you know, oh, the crippling droughts out west. Well, out west is a desert. And the agriculture that was taking place there was because of a magnificent irrigation system across several states. But that system has been allowed to decay. It's not being maintained. The farmers out west have been complaining to the U.S. government for years that because of cracks, losing water where it wasn't needed, the system is today only delivering about 30% of what it delivered when it was brand new. And the government's response is, oh, the irrigation system is fine. It's global warming is why we have droughts. Getting back onto the road, story out of Pockets and Sasha Blogspot. Apparently, there was a man who was very annoyed over this giant pothole in the road outside of his home, not being repaired for week after week after week, so he planted a tree in it. I think it's a good idea. That's going to get the point across. By the way, you know how many people have been sent to prison for pirating internet content, pirating movies? Well, apparently, just to make them feel at home, the former operator of USAWares and USAtorrents.com, who was in prison for 2 years for copyright infringement, has succeeded in outing several of the United States prisons for showing pirated movies to their inmates. The official word from the prison system is, it's under investigation. Now, this is a story that really got me kind of angry. This is up in Como News up in Seattle, Washington. Medical mystery in central Washington baffles expert. And what they're talking about is there is a spike in birth defects in children in Washington state, including anencephaly, which basically the spinal nerves form outside the neck. There's no brain, cleft palate, all these problems. And the rate of these severe birth abnormalities is 4 times the national average. And the state health officials are saying, we have no idea what's going on. But if you look carefully at a map, these birth defects are concentrated in the counties of Benton, Yakima, and Franklin. And guess what's right in the middle of those three counties? I made a map so you can see it. Go to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's the Hanford Nuclear Waste Disposal Site. So they got some really, really stupid and clueless health officials in Washington state if they don't see that connection where you have the world's worst nuclear disposal site right in the middle of your state, and in all the counties around there, you're getting all these birth defects. All the counties that are downwind from it or downwater from it are getting these birth defects. And you don't see the connection? Maybe these health officials were born without any brains. Over at the National Institute of Health, I found a scientific paper listing these birth defects as a common birth defect linked to radiation exposure. Women in Japan were suffering these same severe birth defects in the aftermath of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Washington state health officials are still there. Well, we have no idea. We're completely clueless. Doop, 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 doop. Article over at principiascientific.org. The raw data is now out for the first 3 months of 2014. And it confirms global cooling. It's not a hypothesis. Now, starting in 2002, global temperatures started to go down. Of course, the global warming Nazis, the carbon Nazis, didn't want to admit that. And when it got really obvious, the world wasn't getting warmer and we were still getting snow and ice, they called it the pause. It's only a pause. Global warming will be back unless you obey us and pay a carbon tax. But it is now, as of the current data for the first 3 months of 2014, no longer possible to deny that we've gone into a cooling phase, a new Maunder minimum. The raw data shows it. Now, the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to push this agenda. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius basically said that if we don't deal with global warming right now, we have only 500 days left before chaos descends on us. They're ramping up the fear factor. We have only 500 days to escape climate chaos. Apparently, climate change is now deemed a security threat in the U.S. military. So, oh, great, they want a war on nature. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Wes, are you there?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay, yeah. how do I get through to Phyllis Shapley, who keeps saying vaccinations made in China are bad, but vaccinations made in the good old USA, they're good, they're protected by all the federal government, the FDA and the CDC and American Medical Association. I've emailed her twice, but it keeps going on and on and on. I hear it over and over on RBN.
Well, you know, obviously it's an area in which I don't agree with Phyllis Schlafly. I agree on with her on some issues, but obviously this is not one of them. I take issue with some of the things she said where she's talking about the problems of product counterfeiting in China, like the faking of honey and various other products. But we have the same problem to the same extent here in the United States of America. And she's clearly operating from a point of view of a built-in bias against China instead of objectively reporting that this is a problem all over the world and not just China. Anyway, Wes, we're going to let you go here. I'm running out of time, and I got a lot of stuff that I have to cover. Getting on back to the global warming hysteria and hoax, Florida Senators Marco Rubio came under fire earlier for saying that none of the legislation being considered to deal with global warming would have any effect. And he was promptly labeled a climate denier, and he just doesn't see the obvious and the rest of it. So he basically came out today, rather yesterday, at the National Press Club to clarify and saying, yes, I understand climate is changing. The climate is always changing. Okay, there is climate change. And he goes on to say, the issue is whether there are legislative proposals before us that can do anything about it. And what he's been saying is cap and trade is not going to actually change the climate. And he's absolutely right. But cap and trade and the carbon tax and all the rest of this are money-making ventures by the money junkies. That's all they are. And they started out calling it global warming, and then when all of a sudden in 2002, when the Earth started to cool and they tried to hide the decline, that led to the ClimateGate emails and software code being leaked, showing they were engaging in a massive fraud to tell you that the world was still getting warmer, and it was all your fault, even as we suffered under horrific winter after horrific winter. And now that it is inescapable that the world is actually cooling, we're going into a new modern minimum and a new little ice age, you know, they rebrand. Oh, we're fighting climate change. That's like saying we're going to fight the rising of the sun. And they've rebranded more recently saying it's climate disruption. In other words, the climate's going to do what the climate's going to do, but we've got to make sure we're having no effect on it at all. And it's just another way to take money away from you. They're con artists and charlatans. They're swindlers. That's how they got where they are. Now, there's a wonderful documentary that came out shortly after Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth called The Great Global Warming Swindle. And I relinked to it up at whatreallyhappened.com. And if you have not seen it, you need to look at it, and then you need to email it to everybody that you know. And I relinked it because over on another blog, I had castigated a writer who was still going on about how human-caused global warming was a threat to our lives, and, you know, we had to do something right now. We couldn't afford to wait any longer. And I countered with some science, and I immediately got jumped on by about a dozen very obvious trolls and shills and piling onto me. And because they couldn't refute the hard data, they were resorting to name-calling. They said, you're un-American, you're a loon, you just don't understand, you're an idiot, which I don't think I'm an idiot. And I do come from a science background. But from the sheer propaganda weight being thrown at this, before the snow and ice from this last winter has finished melting, it looks to me like Obama is desperate to go ahead with his carbon tax, and they're going to try and slap down anybody to refusing to believe as they're ordered to believe. And what's really going on here is Obamacare was a gigantic ripoff of the American people. Under the guise of affordable health care for all, everybody was ordered to buy health insurance policies that were much more expensive than what they had been paying, and which had much higher deductibles than their previous policies. The net result was they were expecting this was going to generate $200 billion in pure profit for for the health insurance industry that basically authored and lobbied the Affordable Care Act into reality. And then the federal government would get their piece of the action through taxation on those profits. Everybody would come out ahead except the American people. Well, the reality is that Obamacare is a complete and absolute flop. It is an unprecedented public disaster politically. And they're still out there screaming, we got 8 million to sign up, we got 8 million to sign up. Well, even if you believe that number coming from the U.S. government, and there's no reason for us to believe anything they're saying these days, that's still slightly less than 2% of the entire U.S. population. That cannot be construed as a success. And it's now estimated that, well, first of all, one-third of those signups never paid their premiums, so they're automatically invalidated. It may have been fake identities trying to inflate the numbers. Of the ones who did buy new insurance policies and pay for them through the exchanges, 74% of them were replacing insurance they'd already had that was canceled for not being Obamacare compliant. So, as a money-making venture for the federal government, it is a complete and utter failure. In fact, these insurance companies that were expecting this $200 billion a year windfall have lost so much business from canceled policies that have not been replaced, they're now asking the U.S. government for a bailout. One way or the other, they got to take the money away from you. You'll either pay it in premiums or pay it in a bailout. And so now that Obamacare has failed to raise that new revenue, Obama is desperate to find another source of revenue, and he's looking at that carbon tax. Even during the middle of this last hard winter, remember all the cattle that were killed in autumn from the early snow? We've got late snow. New Mexico was snowing yesterday. We had snow falling on the pyramids for the first time in 150 years, and they're still out there. Global warming is a strategic threat. We've got to... These people are shameless liars. They're unrepentant liars. They're absolutely convinced that if they keep repeating the same lie to you over and over and over again, that like little obedient sheep, you're going to just say, all right, I guess it must be so. You know, they had all these very expensively paid experts line up to tell me that my own common sense and observation is irrelevant, and I just hallucinated all that snow and ice. And yes, I will obediently pay the carbon tax so that the U.S. government can take the money and go out and kill more people around the world. But it doesn't work anymore, because this government has destroyed its own credibility with the American people and the rest of the world. Every new day goes by, we find out some of the fraud going on, like this Federal Reserve giving Belgium the cash with which to buy U.S. Treasury bonds to make it look like Treasury bonds are still desired around the world. The reality is, the raw data for global temperature for the first 3 months of 2014 is in. It is continuing the cooling trend that began in 2002. Antarctic sea ice is continuing to break records, so much for melting the polar caps. Remember, Al Gore, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize and Academy Award, predicted that the Arctic would be ice-free by the summer of 2014. Only got a couple of weeks there, Al. Better get up there with a blowtorch. Do you not ever get sick of the lies? Do you not ever get angry at the utter lack of respect shown to you by a government that rules you through lies, fraud, and deception? I am. I'm very angry. We got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the MERS outbreak in the United States and maybe some common sense ideas on how to protect yourself.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I know we got a caller waiting on the line. And before I get to you, though, I want to wrap up on this MERS. Now, not to be confused with the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, which is making its way through the court systems. And unfortunately, the courts tend to be ruling in favor of MERS. This is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And it is very similar to the SARS virus. It has a 5-day incubation period and about a 20-25% lethality rate. It is sweeping all over Saudi Arabia right now. And it has come to the United States of America, with the first patient in Indiana and then a second, gentleman in Florida who was working in the clinics in Saudi Arabia treating, the MERS patients, didn't realize he was now a carrier and he flew to the United States of America. The CDC has issued a MERS alert to 22 American airports. They won't publish the list of which airports have been notified, but the list was obviously drawn up by finding out who was sharing the flight and the nearby seats with these two patients, where they went from there. They're basically telling these airports, just keep people separated, keep track of this and that. Now, like any other contagion, the incubation period is a problem, because over 5 days' time between when you yourself are infected and you become symptomatic, you can be infecting other people. Now, down in Florida, there are now a total of 3 acknowledged patients. Two of them are in the hospital. The third one is in isolation back in their home. The scary part here is we remember from only a month ago during the Ebola outbreak in Africa, where that government basically said, we're not going to report on the numbers of victims because we don't want to start a public panic. We know that the United States government absolutely is going to lie to us to keep us all obediently going to work and going to the shopping malls and keep the economy ticking along. So we have to be very, very cautious. Now, I'm not a doctor. I did play one once in a movie. But I would strongly suggest to everybody that you get out your handy-dandy web browser and you go out and you look for research on MERS and homeopathic preventatives that you can be acquiring and taking right now to basically try and head this off, because in the modern jet age, this thing gets on an airplane, 24 hours later, it's pretty much everywhere. That was the concern with Ebola. Now it's the concern with MERS. And I would be very interested in seeing the ethnic breakdown of the MERS patients, because at least over in the Middle East, it seems to really primarily be going after people of Arab extraction. And I mention this because about 10 years ago, it came out that Israel was developing ethnically sensitive biological weapons, weapons that would only work against certain ethnic groups based on aspects of their DNA. And I'd like to basically keep an eye on that. Let's see. Phone call, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. On the global warming and climate change thing, I, too, am really sick of the lies, but I can't believe you actually castrated a writer over it. I mean, unless he worked for the New York Times, that was a pretty severe infringement of his First Amendment rights.
First Amendment doesn't exist to protect lies and liars. The First Amendment exists to protect the truth. All right.
Okay.
Now.
Bye-bye. I'm
sorry. I have heard this from so many of the trolls and shills and propagandists that, you know, that they have a right.
No.
In fact, we even have politicians who are going to court to try and get political lies during campaigns protected by the First Amendment so that they can prosecute anybody who stands up and says, you are lying about this. And so, again, the First Amendment does not protect lies and liars. It exists to protect the truth. And anybody who comes out and says, well, yes, I can sit up there and say that, you know, HAARP is poisoning the atmosphere and the Apollo moon landings are fake because I'm protected by the First Amendment. No, you're not. The liars like to pretend they are, but they are not. And this writer deserved everything I gave him, because he's out there pushing this whole thing about we're at the edge of catastrophe unless you all agree to pay a carbon tax and listen to a global environmental authority and agree to cap and trade. And look how many of these so-called green environmental projects have turned out to be disasters. All the solar cell companies backed by U.S. tax dollars that have utterly failed. Ethanol is a complete failure. It turns out it's more polluting than gasoline. It's destroying the fuel systems on older cars, much more expensive. It's just another boondoggle that they're selling you to get your money. Common sense, people, and your own observations. Back in 2000, the headlines were, snowfalls are a thing of the past. Think about the last 10 years. Does it look like snowfalls are a thing of the past? When this whole global warming thing started up, the head of Greenpeace was predicting that in 20 years, Greenland would lose all of its ice. We're now 13 years into those 20 years. Greenland has more ice than it had before. They were screaming that ocean levels were going to rise, the polar bears were going to drown. None of that happened. It's a fraud. It's a gigantic fraud. Anybody who's out there saying there's no such thing as large-scale conspiracies between government and the corporate media and academia to defraud the public, there's one on full display. I am sick and tired of being lied to by this government and its agencies and the corporate media. I do not accept that government has a right to lie to me. I do not consent for government to lie to me. I do not consider a government that must lie to the people to function to be legitimate or constitutional or legal. And it's time for Americans to stand up and say, I will not be lied to anymore. I will not go along with what I know to be lies out of a sense of patriotism or politeness. It's time for all Americans, 300 million strong, to stand up and just shout at the liars, I know you're lying and I am not listening to you any longer. I will not obey your orders. I will not pay your bills and I will not sacrifice my children's lives in the wars you're starting with your lies. Enough is enough. Have not enough people died to satisfy the greed of the money junkies? Apparently not. Okay, story. I did a flashback on this in light of the reporting that Blackwater mercenaries are now operating in Kiev, killing democracy. The U.S. government is spending your tax dollars to hire Monsanto to go into eastern Ukraine and murder democracy. That's what it really comes down to. Story that was over in Digital Journal. As I mentioned before, Blackwater doesn't just work for the government. Blackwater works for corporations, and at one time, Monsanto hired Blackwater to infiltrate groups critical of GMOs. That's how scared Monsanto is of people waking up to the reality that GMOs are not safe. It's just another patentable, pulled out of the blue sky product to market and make Monsanto a lot of money, and Monsanto will share that with various political candidates as long as they go along with the agenda, and they are harmful. We live in a country where the government is perfectly okay with you being sold harmful, dangerous products as long as there's a buck in it. As long as there's a buck in it and we're getting our piece of the action, sure, sell them something poisonous. They get sick, it just stimulates the economy by forcing them back to the doctors. Down in Louisiana, they're gearing up for a fracking fight just outside New Orleans. And apparently Hellas Oil and Gas LLC wants to start drilling wells in search of oil and gas on a 960-acre tract of land 30 miles from New Orleans. And the local residents are standing up and saying, no, this cannot be allowed to happen. We're seeing all the damage, environmental damage, damage to the water that is coming out of these fracking operations. And by the way, there's another side effect of fracking that is proving to be very deadly, and it's completely separate from the contamination of water. Apparently, the natural gas harvested from fracking, because the pipelines aren't in place yet, they're being driven across the country on tanker trucks. And apparently, these tanker trucks are proving to be unsafe, and there's an increase in accidents involving these gas-filled tanker trucks, which usually results in a horrendous explosion. They're not thinking about the public safety or the public welfare. Anyway. All righty, moving right along here. Apparently, nuclear fuel fragments from Fukushima have been found in Europe. Now, what they're really talking about are tiny microscopic particles. Whenever anything nuclear happens, whether it's Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or Fukushima or all the nuclear testing that took place in the post-World War II years, some of the fallout is fine enough where it stays suspended in the air. You can set up testing equipment right now, do air samples, and actually capture and identify particles still in the air from those nuclear tests. And now apparently they're confirming Fukushima fuel particles are descending on Europe. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
The American Freedom Party is asking, as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America. America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Healy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listening to Fighting Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Healy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're getting all these reports about very ill people around Fukushima. And with an eye toward that story I did earlier today in which Washington State health officials are throwing up their hands and saying we have no idea why there's a sudden surge in birth defects in the counties bordering the Hanford nuclear waste disposal site. Apparently, the United Nations has come out with a report assuring us all that nobody will get cancer or die from radiation released from Fukushima. The real threat to the public is the fear and overreaction. So all you people out there saying that we should be careful about nuclear power, you're the cause of the problem, not Fukushima. Of course, this is the same United Nations whose IPCC is still pushing human-caused global warming despite several record-setting winters in a row. So I wouldn't believe anything the UN says right now. They've discredited themselves by standing hand in glove with all the other liars in positions of power. The reality is, remember when they hired Ann Coulter to get on TV after Fukushima and say, you know, a little radiation is actually good for you? But we didn't see Ann Coulter over there at Fukushima helping with the cleanup. Now, of course, the other nuclear disaster that's going on in the United States of America is the WIP facility, the waste isolation pilot plant. And there's been an explosion down there that happened quite a while ago and was kept secret. Photos are now revealing melted containers. Even before the explosion, it was known that there was some kind of a major leak going on. And here's where it gets really bizarre. Apparently, the waste isolation pilot plant, in order to keep the nuclear waste kind of sort of diffused and separated to avoid spontaneous fission, they mix it with ordinary kitty litter, which is fine and dandy. You want to mix it with something to sort of dilute it and spread it out a little bit. But apparently, one of the components of the particular kitty litter they've been using all this time is actually corrosive to metal. And nobody was paying attention to that, and that's being reported as the potential cause of the initial leak that led to this whole situation. A lot of people are saying maybe it's time to rethink fission reactors, and I would agree. We need to look at thorium cycle reactors, which are much safer, have much less of a problem with waste disposal. We need to catch up with China with hot fusion. We need to look maybe at radioisotope thermoelectric generators. Those are now commercially available in Japan for private homes, if you've got that kind of money. And RTGs are very safe. They're not using fission. There's no control rods. There's none of that stuff. They're taking an isotope with a natural, predictable decay rate that generates heat, and they use thermocouples to convert that heat to electricity. No moving parts. It's what we used on Viking, what they're using on Curiosity. It's what powers U.S. government spy satellites. It's a known technology. But the reason the U.S. government continues to push for these uranium fission reactors is because in addition to making electricity, you can make bomb stuff with them. Interesting story came out last week, and I didn't get to it until now. Apparently, scientists succeeded in creating a new form of DNA with six letters. Traditional, evolved on Earth, DNA, four nucleotides, A, T, C, and G. And they've added two in there, and they created a living cell with this new altered DNA that was able to reproduce. This is pretty hip. And I mention this because this demonstrates that those who are considering the possibility of life on other worlds may need to expand their thinking and stop defining life in terms of the chemistry found here on Earth, because this experiment confirms life can exist with completely different chemistries in environments that would be lethal to humans. We have environments here on Earth that are lethal to humans. Bottom of the ocean, top of Everest. Now, a while back, there was a very alarming story. This gets into the issue of DNA, because even though they've mapped the human genome, they still don't know what a lot of the DNA does. I would venture the opinion that somewhere in that DNA has to be the basic programming of our brain, how to breathe, how to open our eyes, how to focus. There's got to be some basic firmware in there, and I think it's got to be in that DNA. There was a very interesting experiment done years back involving planaria that confirmed that RNA can carry memory impressions. They would take some planaria, which is this little tiny flatworm. They would flash a light and then hit them with an electric shock until finally the light alone would make them jump. Then they took those planaria, ground them up, fed them to new planaria, and the new planaria absorbed the trait of jumping when the light flashed. So memory is carried in the DNA RNA code. Anyway, a while back, the Pentagon was working on an anti-religion virus that was supposed to be dispersed under the cover of flu vaccinations. And the idea would be that those who got this anti-religion virus would lose their ability to believe. And they were basically saying, you know, we've got to cleanse Iraq and Afghanistan of the Islam religion. Of course, this would also remove the tendency to believe in God from Christians and Jews as well. Now, I am not sure that would be a bad thing, because it would also remove the tendency to believe in government, which, like religion, operates on the blind faith of the people. Remember what Obama was saying end of last week? You're wrong-headed if you don't trust and believe the U.S. government. Well, I guess I'm wrong-headed here. But I think getting rid of belief in the human population, you would see all the evils done in the name of gods go away, and government would have to go back to day-by-day demonstrating their usefulness and value to the people, or be replaced. This idea of going along with the government because we believe they're good, and the other governments, we believe they're bad, that would go away. I'm not sure that that would be a bad thing at all. Obviously, there are ethical considerations regarding tampering with the minds of people using these viruses, but then we don't have an ethical government anyway, so I guess it's not really a problem. Story about Gardasil. The makers of Gardasil came out insisting that there was no viral DNA in their product of concern to people. Independent researchers discovered there were snippets of viral DNA bound to Merck's proprietary aluminum adjuvant, and even worse, had started mutating, leading to unknown reactions to Gardasil. And we know a lot of girls who got the Gardasil vaccine suffered permanent serious medical harm. Over in China, apparently the head of GlaxoSmithKline in China has been confirmed as having ordered his subordinates to commit bribery of Chinese government officials in order to promote their product. So it looks like he's going to be going to jail for a very, very long time here. Another little story. Mother of two convinced she had pancreatic cancer died from the disease after 10 months of being dismissed by the doctor, saying, you don't have it, you don't have it, you don't have it, and then she died. It's just a reminder. It's all driven by money and profit. This lust for the ink and paper tickets has poisoned our society. It's destroyed what used to be best in the American character. And I don't have a problem with people wanting to be rich. I'd like to be rich myself. But there has to be a balance of priorities between acquiring wealth and caring for the general good. And we have lost that in this country. Very, very sad and tragic. Apparently, police raided a family party, pepper sprayed the children, tasered the grandmother over a noise complaint, playing the music too loud. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. Getting back up to Washington State, apparently a man died after being gang-tased by deputies. He was having a medical crisis, had suffered some kind of a minor stroke, was in confusion, just wandering around saying, please help me, help me, help me. The police showed up, gang-tased him, and killed him. It's out of control. Down in Albuquerque, where the lawsuits are piling up over the police abuse down there, very funny thing. The Albuquerque police don't want you to have cameras and video recorders because they've got their nice little lapel cameras. Turns out they never seem to work when the cops have committed an atrocity. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I have to get some errands done this afternoon. I will be back tomorrow, pardon me, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, get angry. Now's the time. Please make a point of talking to your friends and neighbors who are not internet savvy. Find out the ones who know something's gone wrong, but they don't know exactly what. They're ready to ask questions and be there to provide the answers. We are at such a crisis point in this nation's history. We're staring a full-on nuclear war in the face, all to please the money junkies. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.